Welcome back, listeners, to a new episode of Yeah, I Said It. You're listening to yours truly, Lance Williams. If you've never listened to the program, Yeah, I Said It goes into what I think Steeler fan wants to say, but is scared to say it. So I'm like the big brother that says, yeah, I said it. What you gonna do? So I'm gonna be that guy for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's why if you listen to some of the other programs that I've done on Yeah, I Said It, namely about the Steeler way is broken, or why the Steelers should not restructure Big Ben, or why AB stands for absolutely bonkers, I say controversial stuff. I say stuff that I think the fan base wants to say, but is scared to say for some particular reason. Before I jump into the program, I want to give a big shout out to my co-host of The Standard of the Standard, Jeff Hartman. Make sure you check out his fantastic show, The Steelers Burning Question. Make sure you check out all of the shows and all of the podcasts on Behind the Steel Curtain. Everybody does a fantastic job. We love doing it, and we love that you love listening to us do it. And thank you for our best month of the year in January. Even when the season is presumably over, the Steelers have a way of keep making news. They just make news. And like Juju Smith-Schuster said, it's pretty much time for the Kardashian show to end, and it's time to get down to the business of playing football. But on this episode of Yeah, I Said It, the statement I want to make is the Steelers should absolutely sign Kareem Hunt. Yeah, I said it. Now, you hear Kareem Hunt. You saw the video. You saw what happened in Kansas City when he was waived. You've heard the young man also be contrite in a statement that he made. Now, when I say Kareem Hunt, I know for all you Steeler fans, you immediately go, there's no way the Steelers would sign Kareem Hunt. He's a malcontent. But the last time I checked, the NFL is not made of choir boys. The NFL has a zillion different controversies that would not make you an NFL fan. Colin Kaepernick issue, the whole anthem issue, the way it treats the players, the way it's addressed CTE, the way it's dealt with Kareem Hunt's issue of domestic violence. There are a lot of things that would make you not a fan of the National Football League. But the last time I checked, Kareem Hunt was not charged of a crime, and Kareem Hunt is not a criminal. Now, I'm not making a standard where, well, he ain't Ray Caruth either. All I'm saying is, your team is not going to always be made up of choir boys. And the last time I checked, that team up north, I don't even want to say that team, they don't care who they sign. I'm not saying you want criminals on your roster. What I'm saying is, you need the best football players if you want to deal with the New England Patriots. If you want to get to a seventh Super Bowl before the New England Patriots, you got to do some things that are a little uncomfortable. And the Steelers aren't necessarily uncomfortable with doing the uncomfortable when it comes to signing players. Just go do a Google search and check out the history of them boys in the Steel Curtain, of them boys that played on them teams. That them boys was definitely not choir boys. And even the boys that played for the Steelers that won the 5th and 6th Super Bowl, them dudes wasn't choir boys either. So it's always going to take a mixing and a matching of good guys, bad guys, somewhat questionable guys, and just some really good freaking players. Imagine the Pittsburgh Steelers with Kareem Hunt in the backfield with James Conner and Jalen Samuels. You want to talk about a way to cut down the throws of the quarterback? so the Steelers can get back to playing some football that kind of resembles Pittsburgh Steeler football, where you're running the football, keeping the defense off the field, pounding other teams, playing physical smash mouth football. Can you imagine Connor, Hunt, and Samuels, that three-headed monster? You want the fan base to absolutely forget about the fact that there's no longer Le'Veon Bell? Oops, I said that name. I said I wasn't going to say that name. Pardon me. I said I wasn't going to say that name. But just imagine that backfield. Just imagine the versatility and the skill set of each. All of the guys have good hands. All of the guys can run pretty well between the numbers. And Kareem Hunt is 23 years of age. Kareem Hunt is now a free agent. So all you have to do is pick up his rookie contract, which is minimal. I mean, you have the issue that he's on a commissioner's exempt list, but you don't need Kareem Hunt in the immediate. You don't need Kareem Hunt game one. Let's say you get Kareem Hunt game seven, game eight. That's when you need him. You need him in the stretch run when it's getting cold and you can start pounding football teams. Imagine, add Kareem Hunt to the mix with Connor. And let's say the Steelers continue to execute like they did in the red zone this year. I mean, that combination is like Paz K said back in the day in a famous hip-hop song in the 80s, a good combination. The milk and the giz. A good combination. Big Ben and Kareem Hunt. A good combination. Now, the optics, I'm not going to lie, of Kareem Hunt and Ben Roethlisberger with their issues in the backfield would be rather curious. And I don't want to make light of either situation, Big Ben situation or Kareem Hunt situation. It would be an issue. But you don't think that the Steelers could deal with the blowback? You don't think Steeler fan would just say, I don't know, but yeah, we want to win a 7th Super Bowl. And it's unfortunate that it comes down to that. It comes down to you're going to look the other way because of a guy's character possibly to win another championship. But the reality of it is, it's the National Football League. The goal is to try to win games. Now, there's an issue that he's being investigated for a couple of other things, and there could be a third thing. But look, it's worth the risk. Even if he doesn't play for you, you just waive the guy again. Or maybe you wait it out. Maybe you wait it out entirely so when this guy comes back. But either way, you know, what you can't argue is if you add Kareem Hunt to the mix, the Steelers are a much better football team. You know, maybe this is the type of play that the Steelers need to make to jog them out of this fog in this mist that they're in, that they have to do things a certain particular way. Look, man, this is Pittsburgh. The goal is winning championships. And the last time I checked, there's a two-headed monster up north that's on the Steelers' booties, on their fannies, on their heels. And if the Steelers want to be the first team to win a 7th championship, they need to go out and make big moves and make splash moves. And one of them would be signing Kareem Hunt. So yeah, I said it. The Steelers should go out and get Kareem Hunt, who's one of the best young backs in the National Football League, 23 years of age, has some baggage, absorb the baggage, bring in one of the best running backs in the National Football League, couple him with your Pro Bowl running back in James Conner, a.k.a. John Conner the Terminator, had the best young backfield in the National Football League, because with A.B. and his shenanigans, who knows how that's going to work out. So you need to fortify your backfield, and I would love having the two best, you know, two of the best running backs in the AFC which would make the Steelers have the best tandem of running backs in the AFC, arguably the National Football League. So once again, yeah, I said it. The Steelers should sign Kareem Hunt. And with that, we're going to tune out and get out of here. Again, support all the programs. Support The Standard is The Standard, the flagship show of Behind the Steel Curtain. Support Jeff, does a fantastic job on The Burning Question. Support the website. Support all the podcasters. Big up to all of you for making this our biggest month in January. We're going to keep bringing it to you and bringing it for you in this business season. But with that, I'm going to sign off. And as always, tune in, tell a friend, and subscribe.